Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir.
How did it get to be Saturday again already?
I don't know. The older we get, the faster it goes by.
I mean, wasn't it just Monday? Like, yesterday? Maybe 2 days ago?
Yeah, it's just a blink.
I don't know what happened. Anyway, it doesn't matter how it got here. The point is that it's here, and it's time to do the place-by-place fishing report, and so that's why you and I are sitting right here in these quasi-comfortable chairs here at Fish and Frank's World Headquarters in Charlotte Harbor, Florida, ready to report what's been going on all around the area. Well, you're ready to report. I'm just ready to type.
I guess.
I'm just the keyboard boy.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what I am.
You're a stenographer?
Pretty much.
Nice.
Yep.
Can you read me back what they just said?
No.
No?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay.
But I can read you what I typed, which might be similar.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't typing that because it wasn't part of the fishing stuff. Was I supposed to?
No.
Good. Thanks, boss. Would you like to get started with this fishing report?
Sounds great.
It begins with the Peace River in Harbor Heights and upriver along with Shell Creek.
Well, it's still not great up there, but it is getting better. The snook are starting to move up there more, especially after that cold front last week. Hearing of some more reports of some redfish of assorted sizes, mostly on the smaller side. And a few juvenile tarpon rolling around up there. Had an interesting thing the other day with a customer, and he's been buying the Rapalas, and I forget what the other one was, with the orange bellies.
Okay.
The dark back orange bellies, which used to be one of my favorite topwaters. It was like that black back, gold side orange belly.
Yep.
But he brought up a point that I said, oh, that's actually pretty brilliant. Because he's been doing really good on a lot of snook of all sizes up towards Arcadia. And he feels that it resembles the Mayan cichlids.
Yeah, and it does. Like,
it does.
Especially because those Mayans up there don't have a lot of yellow on them. They have that real dingy, darker brown color, but they still have the orange belly.
Right. I mean, as soon as he said it, it was just a perfect click.
No, it makes sense.
But it was like, oh, okay. Because you always wonder, like, what does this really mimic and how does that work and stuff like that. But it's like one of those obvious aha moments.
Right.
So it's kind of neat. So that's what he's been doing his best deal on up in that area. So definitely different.
Okay. You mentioned the tarpon that are rolling around up there. Any likelihood of catching them?
No.
Hey, I'm just asking.
Nope.
Because you know people want to know.
Sure. You just throw at them and try everything.
And how's the Mayan cichlid situation been?
They've been getting them. They're catching the Mayans, a few tilapia, a few mangrove snapper and some sand bream, but the sand bream are starting to definitely slow down. But the Mayan cichlids have been no shortage of those, especially as you work your way up Shell Creek towards the dam. That seems to be the most populated area. For whatever that's worth.
Okay.
Doesn't say crappie in front of it, so it's not as prestigious to the guys, even though they taste pretty darn good.
Gotcha. Would you like me to read this back to you?
No, I'm good.
Okay, then we'll carry forth with the Darst Park Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges area.
They've been getting a few small snook around the actual bridge itself. Have not heard of any oversized or used-to-be slot fish now that they're closed. But heard of at least a few snook caught there. That's it. No other critters.
No other critters. There's got to be other critters.
I'm sure there is. Just nobody that mentioned any.
All right, 41 Bridges, Live Oak Point Park.
Been some snook at night. Been, there was actually two redfish caught there this week. A couple of small bull sharks and a handful of very, very small mangrove snapper. But it was a little quiet down there this week with reports.
Okay.
Thanksgiving ended and it kind of got quiet. I think everyone's kind of recouping after all their family was down or after they went to visit family.
Right. Everybody so, takes a breath.
Yeah.
The Bayshore Pier.
Got nothing.
No reports. The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
A lot of little snook, a lot of little snapper, and that's all I've gotten on that. Nothing really too good at all.
I'm going to specify here, mangrove snapper.
That'd probably be a good idea.
So nobody thinks they're going to catch lanes or
Reds.
Red snapper.
Come on. They are red, aren't they?
Well, we get it often enough, yeah, that they're red snapper.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of red snapper at Elder Bean.
Yeah, exactly.
And then pretty I have funny. To try to decide whether I want to explain it to them or do I want to just...
let it go.
Agree. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Sometimes it's easier.
The Port Charlotte Salt and Brackish Canals.
Oh, let's see. Snook are in quite a few of them, except for ours.
Which one do you live on?
A crappy one.
Well, I just wanted to give them which one to not fish, so.
Yeah, it's been crappy in our canal, but there has been jacks coming through, according to the neighbor. And then several other people talking about the jacks coming through their canals, too. A few juvenile tarpon in Spring Lake. Obviously, just to look at. Not much for easy catching.
Which Spring Lake?
East Spring Lake.
Okay.
And then they've also been getting the snapper, the Mayan cichlids, and a few sand bream. But they're starting to thin out, too, because it's starting to get colder and higher salinity, so you got to work your way further and further back into the creeks. But they're doing okay.
Okay.
My neighbor even caught a sheep's head off of his dock.
Yeah?
Yeah. She saw one big sheep's head the other night up against the rock sleeping.
And which canal did you say that was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a reporter mentality. I'm supposed to ask these questions.
I know you do. Doesn't mean the sheep's head are in the canals in great numbers, but they're starting to move around quite a bit.
Right.
They're becoming a little bit more cooperative.
A little bit less random.
Mm-hmm.
The Elder Bean Pier.
That's been a weird one this week. I've only gotten two reports. The one guy was fishing it just before snook season closed. He did catch one legal snook. He said it was just barely legal, so he threw it back. He didn't want to take the risk. He did say the game and fish was out there that night, too, and checked on a few people, which was cool to hear.
Okay.
There's been a couple of mangrove snappers, still a handful of black drum being caught there, too, day and nighttime. That's all I've got. That's all I got for that area.
Okay.
And then nothing down below it.
Nothing?
Nothing. I got no reports for that area.
All right. I'll just leave the Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8 with no reports.
There you go.
Slides us into the South Gulf Cove canals.
South Gulf Cove, the guy's fishing for the Mayan cichlids. He also caught some bluegill over by the boat ramp.
Does he know the difference between a bluegill and a red ear?
Well, no, but...
then I'm going to call them sunfish.
He caught some sunfish. Well, you should call a largemouth bass that, too.
Do you know that we don't have largemouth bass in Florida?
No.
No.
Then what are they?
They changed it. It's a Florida bass.
It's a Florida bass?
Florida bass.
Okay.
Micropterus floridanus.
Really?
So Micropterus salmoides, the largemouth bass, does not start until you get into Georgia. And where is the dividing line between the two species?
I cannot find
anywhere that says anything except for in Florida, you have the Florida largemouth bass.
Nice. So if I take it over to California and dump it in their reservoirs, it's still a Florida bass?
Apparently. What if it lives in a river that flows from Georgia into Florida?
Right.
What is it then?
Right.
Do the fish know where the state line is?
Right.
But anyway, point is, no more largemouth bass, just Florida bass.
Okay. That's stupid.
For your edification, sir.
Great. I'm going to sleep better tonight knowing that. Just more scientific crap. Whatever.
Where were we? Mayan cichlids and some sunfish in the South Gulf Cove canals. What else we got?
A couple guys were trolling out of there on their way out to the locks and caught a couple of snook.
Were they? I'm just going to say anglers. We'll leave genders out of it.
Well, whatever. Why does it have to be so specific or non-specific?
You're the one who said guys.
Yeah, and you can take it however you want.
Dudes.
How you guys doing today?
Y'all.
Guys has 27 things to it, depending on how you use it, just like dude.
Yins.
I mean, wasn't that one of Pauly Shore's skits?
How's yins?
Yeah. Some people. For all I know, they're going to change that too, scientifically. No right. longer a homo sapien. Be something else completely different.
Human beings. Okay, so a couple of individual humans trolling out around the locks caught snook. Anything else?
That was it.
Okay.
That was it.
That moves us on to the West Wall.
A lot of snook, quite a few redfish of assorted sizes, catching them on cut bait, live bait, artificials, spoons and soft plastics being the two best ones over there right now.
What would you think about using shrimp?
I would still use shrimp. I like using shrimp. Not because it's job security for me, it just works. Catch too many different varieties of fish on it. That's what I like about it.
I like shrimp. When my shrimp aren't getting eaten by bait stealers.
Well, that's going to happen no matter where you throw. But that's all right. That's what makes shrimp so good. Everything eats it.
You know, I've actually found myself transitioning more away from shrimp, except when I'm pretty sure that there's a fish where I'm going to put the shrimp. And in that case, I'm more than happy to throw shrimp. Because like you said, everything loves them. Everything eats them.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter the time of year. Doesn't really matter the species of fish too much. As long as it's a predatory fish, it's happy to eat a shrimp.
Right.
But we've had such a preponderance of bait thieves that it makes it difficult for me to do something like go out and put a shrimp underneath a popping cork.
Okay.
You know? Because I just usually end up with something that's not what I was aiming for. And I feel like I go through way too many shrimp that way.
Okay. I'll still use shrimp. I'm not scared.
I support your ability to use shrimp.
Okay.
I support your ability to have your own opinion and to have opinions that differ from mine.
I like it. The rest of the world thought that, it'd be good.
Anything else going on out here besides snook and redfish?
Been a few trout on the outside edge of the bar, but not a lot. That little cold snap last week actually exposed the sandbar in spots over there on the west wall, so it dropped the temperature quite a bit, but this last couple days it's warmed back up a couple degrees.
A couple degrees, but you know, yeah, we saw water temperatures this morning on the radio show when we were doing that in the mid to upper 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah. It's come down a lot.
That's what it takes, though. It takes that sand being exposed to the air to actually start to cool the water down from the top and the bottom rather than just on top.
Yeah.
That's when you start to see it stay and get chilly.
Yep.
Which is good.
But that's why we see so much of that happening on the flats, too.
Right.
You know, that's where you see a lot of those really cold water temperatures. People forget that. They remember it in the summertime when it gets real hot on the flats.
Mm-hmm.
But they forget, as we head towards the cooler weather, that the flats also cool down quicker.
A lot quicker.
The Cape Hayes Bar.
A few small trout, some ladyfish, and that is really about it. I guess flipper was in there quite a bit this week. One guy said his family enjoyed it because he was hanging out right next to the boat, under the boat, put his head up on the gunwale of the boat, but he didn't like it very much.
Right. Yep.
But when we see it every day, it gets annoying.
What I wrote was dolphins have been quite pestiferous in the area.
Nice.
It's not a word that you get to use often. Turtle Bay and Bull Bay.
Well, they've been getting a few trout in there. Not a lot, but a few. A lot of snook. Quite a few redfish. Mostly on the smaller side with the redfish. A couple of small bull sharks. Both seen and also hooked. And then they've also picked up a few sheep's head.
How big are these bull sharks?
4 to 5 foot. Just smaller guys, but fun size. Especially in that shallow water, they're real fun.
Yep. And a few sheep's head?
Yeah.
Just a few?
Yeah, they picked up a few underneath the shacks in there. and around some of the bushes. But that tells you that they're starting to do what they're supposed to do. It tells you that temperature is getting right. They're starting to move around a little bit and bunch up a little bit.
Yep.
That's exactly what we needed. That cold snap was good.
Supposed to have another one this week.
Oh, boy.
We'll see. They already brought the temperature up a couple degrees in the forecast from yesterday.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm mistrustful. No bonnet heads?
No bonnet heads.
It's a bummer. My favorite shark.
They're probably in there. I just haven't heard of any. Because they should be in there this time of year.
Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
I got nothing.
No reports. Very good. Gasparilla Sound. You're going to have some reports here.
Oh, yes. Been a good variety of stuff all through there, from Three Sisters all the way over to the Trestle. They're getting trout, some snook and redfish under the bushes and around some of the oyster bars.
Now, hold on. This is where you go too fast.
Oh, geez. Type faster. Snook and redfish around the bushes and some of the oyster bars. Been a handful of sheep's head also around some of those oyster bars and bushes.
I'll let you type this one of these times. We'll see.
Nope. I'd still be stuck back on I-75.
See, this is what happened. I typed oyster bras, which is not
perfect.
What we wanted.
Why not? See who catches it.
Okay. Sheep's head, snook, redfish around the bushes and oyster bars.
And then there's also been some Spanish mackerel and ladyfish out there in a little bit deeper water, and that got 5 feet of water range.
Okay.
And then there's also been a couple of black tips / baby bull sharks being caught over there, because I think a couple of those fish, it was so terrible a photograph, couldn't tell.
Did they say what area they caught them in?
Out on the flat over there at Widden. They said they're kind of closer to Sandfly and Widden area.
On a gold spoon?
Nope. All on cut bait. Fishing for redfish. Throwing out cut ladyfish and picking them up.
All right. Trout, sheep's head, snook, redfish, Spanish mackerel, ladyfish, blacktip, and or bull sharks. Anything else to put in here?
That's about it.
Lizardfish?
There's no shortage of them. They're in turtle and bull.
Puffers?
Yeah, them too. Most of those, you're just watching them tear your bait to pieces, but you're not hooking any of them.
Flounder?
Nope, haven't heard of any.
I thought I would try. We were on a roll.
We were.
Okie doke. That brings us to Placida proper, the pier, the Trestle, Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass.
Well, let's see, some bull sharks and black tips being caught off of their day and in the evening or nighttime. Then there's been quite a few small snook and mangrove snapper. But the majority of people that are fishing out there are doing it for sheep's head. Sheep's head have been around all those docks around Gasparilla, Little Gasparilla, the Placida Trestle, backside of Boca Grande. Anything with some wooden structure that appears to be older wooden structure. Newer wooden structure, not so much. Which we talked about this morning, too.
Right. Yeah, and unfortunately, there's a lot of newer wooden structure down in that area.
Right. You know,
the hurricane did a number on a bunch of docks and damaged things, and as they're rebuilding, they're tending to put those piling wraps on it, which is great for keeping your pilings in good condition, but not so good for allowing all the stuff that sheep's head like. So,
yep.
If it's not growing oysters, it's not growing barnacles and mussels, then you're probably not going to get all those sheep's head hanging around there.
That favorite sheep's head dock is no longer a sheep's head dock.
So, if you waterfront homeowners would just do the rest of us a huge favor and unwrap your pilings so they can deteriorate over the next 5 years, but also attract a bunch of fish for us, we'd really appreciate it.
There you go. I'm sure I can see them doing that right now.
Yep. They're getting out there with the box cutter and slicing that plastic right off of there. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm sure.
All right. Brings us to Lemon Bay.
Well, let's see. Just a few trout. And then there's also been, what did he say? Now my brain just went zzz.
What did he say?
I got the trout. That's it.
Mackerel, jacks,
no.
Whiting, snook, redfish?
Nope.
Sheep's head?
I don't remember
Lizard
now.
Lizard fish?
None of it's ringing a bell. It's gone. Got just the trout. Sorry, sir. You have to deal with that.
That's what we put.
Because the other reports from the Englewood Fishing Club were guys were coming down into the Gasparilla.
The Anger Pier.
Anger Pier, a few sheep's head. A bonnet head.
Do I really want to write down a bonnet head?
Well, it's a report. It would be a better report if there was several of them, but I just got the report of a bonnet head.
All right.
That's
one,
it.
One bonnet head.
Nothing else.
That's it. Nothing else.
I'm sure there's
Sorry
other stuff.
About that.
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as it makes you feel better.
The Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks.
Well, let's see. They're still getting Spanish mackerel from any of the passes to about 15 miles offshore. Still a handful of smaller kingfish around. I haven't heard of anything over 30 inches. And really no other pelagics to speak of. But then the lanes, the mangs, a couple of flounder, and a lot of sheep's head starting to show up at the near shore reefs. Palm Island Ferry was good. According to one customer, he caught several. Another guy got several at Trembly Reef. Another guy did good out at the Power Pole Reef. Said a couple of his fish got eaten by Jewfish. And that's about it. Nothing great, but decent.
Now let's talk briefly about those flounder out there.
Okay.
So if you want to target flounder around this reef structure,
mm-hmm.
How are you doing that? Are you fishing the reef structure itself, or
no.
Are you fishing the sand around the reef structure?
Sand around the reef structure.
And what method are you using?
I'm going to do a shrimp on a short leash, you know, maybe 12 inches. Or I'm just going to flat out just throw a plain old simple little bucktail, 1/2 ounce or 3/4 ounce bucktail, and just hop it along. Just because there's so many little hobber-dobbers that steal your bait, too, so.
Right. You going to tip that with some fish bites or something?
Fish bites will work. A little squid strip will work. But honestly, I'm just probably going to throw it just the way it is. I might tip it with a shrimp because I'm weird like that. But okay. Definitely going to drag it and hop it slowly off the bottom.
But around the structure, not on the structure.
Correct.
And how big a piece of structure are you looking for to flounder fish?
Doesn't.
I mean, literally any rock pile?
Yeah. Yeah. Anything that's going to create a good washboard bottom effect around that is generally where they're going to hang.
Okay. The Venice jetties and the Venice pier.
Well, let's see. Spanish mackerel. Couple of whiting. Still been a few snook out there at the jetties. And that's about it. Got nothing else there.
For some reason, I can't type the word snook.
No?
Nope. It took 4 attempts.
Okay. Were they all 4 different?
Yes, they were.
Oh, nice.
I typed snook. I typed schnook.
Nice.
The smook. I typed smook. That wouldn't have been very helpful.
Nope.
Okay. Redfish pass.
Nothing.
But it probably has Spanish mackerel in it.
Probably.
Because you said they were in all the passes.
Yeah, probably.
Captiva pass.
Spanish mackerel. Mangrove snapper. Been a few trout right there in the immediate vicinity, but not in the pass itself. And that's about it there.
Okay. Boca Grand Pass. This is where you're going to tell us about all the tarpon.
Well, there has been a few tarpon in there.
I can't wait.
People are seeing them. Not too many people are fishing for them.
Seen as in on the bottom machine?
Or bottom machine,
coming
yeah.
up and rolling.
Yeah, there have been a couple here and there rolling, but the majority of them are staying down deep.
All right.
They're also getting some Spanish mackerel, sheep's head, mangrove snapper, couple varieties of sharks from bonnet heads to bull sharks to Atlantic sharp nose. I'm trying to think what else. Couple of big ladyfish in the early mornings. Guys are getting those right from the beach itself. That's about it.
Well, you know, that goes to the next spot, which is walking the Gulf beaches.
That's true.
Okay.
Let me get... Mm.
That's me doing that.
Yep, it's you.
Trying to get this thing in the right position here.
Good luck.
That's better. It's not perfect, but it's better. Okay, walking the Gulf beaches from Sanibel to Venice surf fishing. Big ladyfish in Boca Grand Pass.
Yep. Some Spanish mackerel up and down the shoreline, been getting within casting distance. They've
in
also
any particular location or?
Nope, I've heard of them at Venice, Caspersons, Stump, and Boca. So it seems basically up and down the entire shoreline. Couple of jacks, couple of blue runners, lots of whiting, which is good to hear with whiting because that's been such a crappy deal the last few years.
Okay.
That's about it.
No snook in the surf?
A few, but they're thinning out at an alarming rate, so it's less likely, but not unheard of.
Okay. Well, and as you would expect for this time of year.
Yeah.
Any sheep's head in the surf?
A couple, just not thick yet. I mean, it's fishable. I mean, I would be fishing for them.
We're going to call them semi-random.
Semi-random. Okay.
All right. Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
Nothing.
No reports.
No reports.
The north end of Pine Island Sound.
Some trout, especially out there in that 5 to 7 feet of water. A few snook and redfish around some of the mangrove shorelines. Not great, but decent. Occasional Spanish mackerel and ladyfish. And that's about it. Enough fish down there to keep me preoccupied.
Well, yeah, you can definitely stay busy. Look at that, I spelled snook wrong again. I threw a J in there.
Nice.
Snow jock. What's a snow jock?
Never heard of it.
All right, Jug Creek Shoal and Boquelia.
Some trout and flipper. That's all I've heard about down there.
Alrighty. Burnt store and two pines.
Snook and redfish up against the bushes. Been a handful of trout out in the more open flats. A couple guys did get pompano and a couple guys did skip pompano but couldn't catch any. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. If you wanted to go down here and fish for pompano, would you think it might be worthwhile?
I would try it, definitely, if I was heading down that way anyway. I just find targeting them so difficult.
So they like drop-offs.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of drop-off.
Right.
Doesn't matter if it's a dredged channel or a natural drop-off. what would you be fishing for them?
Small bucktail again would be it. Would be my first go-to. With, like you said, fish bites might be a good choice, or shrimp on it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to probably shorten the bucktail up, though. I'm going to make it almost pompano-ish, but not quite that short.
Right.
I want it probably about an inch past my hook.
Okay.
And I'm just going to lightly drag it, or real subtle hops.
And, of course, those fish will also hit gold spoons a lot more readily than a lot of people believe.
Yeah.
I would say you really could target pompano with gold spoons.
Yeah.
And if you're throwing a soft plastic, they like the gold color in that, too.
Right.
I don't know what it is exactly about gold that's so fascinating to them. I mean, from a fish that eats mostly crustaceans, why would they be so interested in a gold-colored lure? But they are.
They are. It's always neat when people catch them on them, though, because they just don't throw them at them very often.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually somebody who's fishing for redfish and accidentally comes across a pompano. The east side keys is our next spot. Cormorant Key, Back Bay Key, Sneaky Creek, Hobbs Point, and Pirate Harbor.
Well, the outer keys have been fairly slow, except for a lot of small snook. If you want a shot at a redfish, the redfish have been in the back islands and some of the smaller creeks. And they did get a few trout right there out in front of Pirate Harbor. And then there's been a few bonnetheads cruising around throughout that whole area, mostly on the flats in that 2 to 4 feet of water range. It got pretty skinny over there with that blow last week.
Yeah, I'll bet it did.
Yeah. One guy thought he was going to be stuck there for a while, but he managed to get out after about 15 minutes of trying. Uh-huh. Asked him if he dredged a new channel while he was doing it. He said, no, I was doing my best I could.
I was going to ask if he chopped up any of the grass, and then I remembered there isn't any grass over there.
Yeah.
Alligator Creek, poachers cut in the skating rink.
Let's see, we got a few small redfish and a handful of small snook. That's the only two reports I've gotten.
Okay.
Which is better than, I think, the last 2 weeks.
No, last week you had quite a few little snook.
No. Okay.
The week before that, you had a couple small redfish, and that was it. So.
There you go. Starting to get a little better.
How about Ponce de Leon Park?
I got nothing there.
All right. No reports from Juan Ponce de Leon Park. The PGI Canals and Punta Gorda general area.
A lot of small snook. Some juvenile tarpon rolling around. A handful of black drum. One customer did catch what he said, with no picture, a 150-pound jewfish off of his dock.
So, like, what, a 40-pound jewfish?
Probably. Lots of mangrove snapper, too, but mostly small stuff.
Okay. Sheep's head?
Nope. People have seen a few. But I also question that with as many black drummers that there are in there. It doesn't surprise me when people get confused between the two.
Right, especially when you're just looking at them in the water.
Yeah. Makes it a little difficult.
Okay. The Gilchrist Pier.
Nothing.
The Alligator Creek Reef.
Terrible.
Okay. What's terrible. The difference between nothing and terrible?
Guys are fishing it, not catching anything. They haven't gotten any sheep's head, mangrove snapper, just nothing.
Yeah, but human anglers. Human anglers are fishing it and catching nothing. Okay. That is a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really hoping to see that improving this year with the amount of algae that's not on it right now.
Right.
You know, I was really thinking maybe it's going to get better.
But it might.
But it hasn't yet.
No.
All right.
I don't get it.
Y'all keep trying it.
It's been weird.
The 20-foot holes.
Nothing.
Nothing or no reports?
No reports.
Okay. The baitfish reports.
Okay. It's starting to thin out. Definitely starting to thin out. I would say try, if I was going to try for it, the only place I know of has been down along the intercoastal. Everything else has been on the smaller side. And I'm not going to make myself crazy with that. I had to do enough crazy things that are just dumb.
Okay. The freshwater report.
Crappie bites turned on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like a lot?
Enough where I ordered 6 pounds last week, ran out, and I ordered 8 pounds this week, and still starting to look a little thin.
All right, so where are we going to look for some crappie?
Any of the freshwater canals, because those guys do not say anything at all. But the other thing is, it doesn't say that it's hot and heavy, because the guys aren't coming back in the next day and going from their 4 dozen to jumping it up to 6 dozen or 8 dozen the way they normally do. But as many guys as have been fishing, both in little groups and by themselves, I'd have to say they're chewing out there.
So it's fair to say that we can look for tree branches hanging into the water and deeper spots around pilings and bridges.
Yep. It's a perfect way to look at it.
And if at first you don't succeed, try another spot.
Definitely.
Because they're either there or they ain't.
Right.
Bass reports?
Nothing.
Nobody's catching bass?
Nobody gave me any reports on them.
Last week everybody was catching bass, now they're not doing nothing.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, did anybody say anything else freshwater? Mayan cichlids?
Nope.
Channel catfish?
Nope. The one guy that was heading down to the East Coast to go try for some peacocks. And a couple guys going down to Naples to try for peacocks.
Okay. That brings us to the tarpon reports. Now, last time we said there were too many inconsistencies, and this year's tarpon season is pretty much toast. But then you tell me that they are seeing them on their bottom machines in Boca Grand Pass. So do we have
Correct.
A tarpon report to report?
No, we do not. It's more like tarpon visuals. Dreams. Not saying they're not there. If you're already going down there to fish for the Spanish mackerel or mangrove snapper in that area, definitely be worth while dropping down even something as simple as a slow pitch jig. You know, that would be a good one. But pinfish should work. Any other bait fish should work. Heck, a shrimp should work. You know, give it a good old Hail Mary. See what happens.
But what you're saying is don't expect much.
Nope. Like I said, it's worth trying if you're already there, but I wouldn't be going out of my way to go there to try for them. Well, I might.
Well, you might.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is the last thing that is on this fishing report. So we have run out of spots to check and things to report. Do you have any final words of wisdom that you would like to share?
Take advantage of these next 2 days of nicer, warmer weather, because there's another front coming, and it's going to keep changing things. If it gets as cold as they say it's going to.
Yeah, like I said, they've warmed it up from the forecast that we had, you know, which was pushing us into the low 40s for our overnight lows 2 nights in a row.
Really?
Yeah. And now it's more like upper 40s, maybe even 50. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens with that.
But it also depends on where you're at.
Yeah. The forecast that I use is for Port Charlotte. It's usually a couple degrees cooler at my house. It's usually a couple degrees warmer at your house, even though we both live in Port Charlotte.
Right.
So.
Those little micro-environments.
Yeah.
So it looks like Wednesday's going to be theoretically the coldest for the nighttime, but the daytime is going to be definitely Thursday.
Yeah. About 70.
70 and 71,
yeah.
But a low of 44 on Thursday morning.
Yep. Well, hey, if you like sheep's head and crappie,
right?
this should be fantastic news. If you really wanted to catch a tarpon before season ended, Well, kind of feel like maybe you're a little boned there, buddy.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Well, if you're done spouting off fishing information, then I guess we can wrap this thing up as soon as you say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.